KingDavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Before he taught the Bible lesson, I left them to Brother Carter teach me stuff. Because I'm not older than them. But they teach me stuff. And I learn and I listen. I don't really go in one and come out the line. I let it stick in my ear. But I was asking Brother Friel of Wednesday about the Antichrist and some more things that I wasn't sure about. But he answered it for me. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go to the gospel according to St. Luke. Fourth chapter.
Amen.
Thank God for
Reverend
Carl and Reverend.
Amen. Yeah, God bless both.
Yes, she had a version of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Say it again. If you don't know the Lord, you better get to know him.
Yeah, I'm
telling you right now.
Time and why not?
I had a friend that was supposed to be coming. He ain't come, but I just pray for him because let me tell you something. Time is winding up.
It's getting late in the evening.
I don't know. All I know is that he told me he was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Luke chapter 4.
All right.
Verse 1.
My Lord.
We'll read a couple of the verses and we're going to go ahead on. And, Verse 4, verse 1. We have it say
amen. Amen.
And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan.
Uh-huh.
We'll be recorded live on 88.1, if you don't know it or not. You see it. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he was afterward hungry. The devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, if command that this stone that be made
bread.
Jesus answered and said, it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. The devil taking him up into a high mountain and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power I will give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give thee. 7. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. J- Jesus answered and said unto him, Give heed behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall I serve. He's still fooling with him. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Now Satan said, And in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. 12. And Jesus answered and said to him, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. When the devil had ended all temptation, he departed from him for a season.
Yes, sir. That's all right.
He's on his way back.
You name it. I'm going to talk to myself. I'm going through. I think C.L. Franklin made that song. I'm going through. All of us in here
going through
are dealing with
something.
I said all in here.
Dealing with something.
Right. Maybe medicine you can't get, and it's too high for you, Medicare, whatever it is.
You're going through.
The scripture say, yea, though I walk
through the valley of the shadow of death.
I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff.
That's enough right there.
I'm trying to say to you all that one day Jesus is going to call Eugene Stevenson.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. I heard my wife say this morning, I don't want to second guess where my soul won't lie.
Come on, man.
I want to know who will call my name. I will have to say, I'm here. Lord. Here I am. Because this is not nothing to play with you. This is your soul.
Right,
I know it's so fresh when it came back to the grave.
Where it come from. It going back.
He said, ash to ashes.
And dust to dust.
And dust to dust.
That's right.
It's real. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say again, I thank God for waking me up early.
Putting
all of us up
early. It's
gone.
Yeah.
Getting out of sleep too late.
No.
These cell phones we own, they didn't wake us up.
No.
And that's why I say I will bless the Lord
at all times.
His praise shall continue be in my mouth,
my soul.
He went from himself to let us exalt his name. So we get the one, lift up the name. We just celebrated his death, burial, resurrection on Good Friday, on Easter. So we just want to thank God for taking our place on
Calvary.
To come down here. Born in a state. This is what I want to preach. Because God the one know who needs this and know what is who is for. I don't know. God know everything.
Can't fool him no time.
But Lucifer, that was his name.
Yes, sir.
In the beginning, in hell. That was God's right hand man. I say Ezekiel, New Jerusalem. You can look in the 28th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, and now at that 14th verse, you will see how he was so beautiful. Like Sister Mee said, he could be clean on the outside.
Dirty on the inside.
Vest up all
here. Dirty up on the inside.
Look like you dissed it.
Yeah.
But you're a raging wolf.
But I'm going, I tell you. You're right, pal.
Am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because Jesus know your heart.
Very well.
He know all of our hearts.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to tell somebody this morning that if you ain't right with the Lord, get it right with the Lord. And the Lord will take care of you on this side.
Yeah, he will. Yeah, he will.
Amen.
You're right. It's all right.
Some nipples and down, I think.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, he will. Oh, yeah, he will.
Yeah, bless you. Yeah, he'll send somebody to you to bless you with something.
I'll just say,
he worked all kind of ways.
He'll send somebody.
God is up. Nipson. And the old folks said this way. He works the God in some
mysterious way.
Yes, sir.
He got one to perform, though.
Wait,
I love.
Here it is now. Let me get to the table. In Luke, the physician, it says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you go to Matthew 3, you will see where it says the heavens were open.
Open up.
And a bright cloud say, this is my beloved son.
Who I'm well pleased.
I'm pleased with him.
Yeah, what is that?
I brag. Don't let God brag on
you.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Because you're from Lucifer.
Oh, yes, yeah.
He's coming for you.
Uh-huh.
Don't let God brag on because he's coming for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's happening right here.
That's all right.
He got Jesus when he had been fasting well before your 40 days. And 40 nights. And here comes Super Saiyan.
Yes, sir.
That's when he get up when we're at our weakest
point. Our weakest point. You know what?
But you always got to have prayer.
That's right.
In your God.
That's right.
I have somebody praying for you.
Come on, man.
I had a praying grandmama and a praying mama that prayed for me when I was in college, when I was up and down the streets of Atlanta and New Orleans and all that. I had a praying grandmama that took a little time.
Man.
You
right.
You
got somebody
praying
for you? You're right, amen. You're
right,
man. Right.
Work with it.
You're right.
Full and was led by the Spirit into where? The wilderness.
The wilderness.
Now, Jesus had the forerunner before him.
Uh-huh.
His name was John the Baptist.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And his meat was Lucas, Ms. Ava, and Wild Honey.
Uh-huh.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Now, if I eat that, y'all say, no, we got to be good this man here.
I'm wrong.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
And John the Baptist didn't look like a normal person.
No.
But he was full.
Holy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I said, but he was full.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, yeah.
Full of. See, that's why I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. And have favor of God on my life.
Yeah,
here, this is a black boy. I am. I can go talk to the judge, the DA. I can call on the song because I got favor with the Lord.
You're right.
That's in the little church. There you go. But because of God.
No.
Because of what he has done for me. When I just think about the goodness of God and how he has blessed me, and people see how he has brought me home. Over and over again. I said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I'm
begging on.
Yeah.
Begging on that 5 a.m. praying for you all. I don't have to tell y'all that, but because I know what God knows, because God's eyes is to and fro. He's seeking who?
He's the vibe.
Are you?
Seeking the vibe.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that first. Great being 40 days. Tempted of the devil. And in those days, he didn't eat nothing. And you know, when you get hungry, that's a funny thing.
Right?
You know what I'm
saying?
When you get hungry, that's a funny thing.
Yeah.
And if there ain't no food around,
you're going to do something. You're going to do something.
But Jesus. Divine and human.
Mm-hmm.
Born in a state.
Uh-huh.
Mary's baby.
Huh?
Fasted. And he had just got to do his ministry. He was 30 years old.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, that was the Levitical law. And you could go to Luke chapter 3:23 to see it, that he was at the age of 30 years old. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says he came and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord had anointed me to preach the gospel.
Yes, sir.
He has sent me to bind the broken heart. He proclaimed the captivity and bring the captives in the set together. Somebody been kept. Somebody need to be loose this morning in your mind. I'm talking about somebody lying. Somebody. I'm talking to somebody.
Amen.
When they were in it, he was what? Hungry. Because he was flesh now. But look what it said. And the devil said, now listen at this. He wasn't with no pitfall. But the devil is an evil spirit. And he comes in our minds. And in our hearts. In other words, that thought. The scripture says in Ephesians 6:10, it says, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. In other words, you got to read your Bible. I do every morning before I go downtown, down there, I take 15 minutes and read the word of God, because I don't know what I'm going to be entangled with when I get there. But when I get there, God will already be there. You know why? Because I'm seeking the Lord. The Bible says, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Genesis 39 chapter. That's what I want to do. But God said, preach here. Because this is not none of my word. The word will be here when I'm dead, gone, when you're dead, gone. The word of God will be here. Because he said, heaven and earth will pass away. But my word.
Yes, sir.
But my word.
Understand?
Am I talking to somebody? Yes. The devil said, if. Now, look at that. The son of God ain't got nothing to prove to nobody.
Not nothing.
You ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. All you got to do is read the gospel.
Yes.
And they'll say, you know what? God will save you. It's just something different about Brother Free. Mm-hmm. It's just something different about Sister B.
Yeah.
It's just something different about Sister Amy. Yeah. It's just something that I don't know why people want. You know why? Because you let your life shine. This is the gospel. I'm talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Beatitude, he said, blessed are the merciful. They shall obtain mercy. He said, blessed are those when they revive. They be cursed out.
Turn
that
up cheek. Turn that
cheek. Hold on. And you know what they'll say? Boy, that's something wrong with your sister. Give them something to talk about. I don't know when we was coming up. It was just something different about me coming up. I think about it now. I couldn't see it back then, but I look at it now. Because they used to call me Mule. Yeah, in school. Well, that bothered me. When I met the Kendra, I said, I'm popular now.
Wait a
minute. I ain't tell I was no preacher. Well, I told you, Sister Stevenson. I'm popular in sports. I was. But she said, you come out that bathroom at the same time every night. I used to go and meet the Lord at 12 midnight. It wasn't the next day, it wasn't the day after, it was midnight. I'd go and pray. I'm alive again, because I'm alive by the sixth day. And she said, there's something about you. That's what got her attention. And I put the word in her too. That's what you gotta do. You gotta put the word in you. In order for you to be successful at anything.
That's right.
See, if you ain't got the word, you ain't got nothing. I'm trying to help somebody. You ain't got the word, you ain't got nothing. You right? I don't care who you with, how fine you are, how pretty you are, how healthy. If you ain't got the God's word in you. And how you get God's word in you? By reading.
By reading.
And Jesus said, why you going home? Jesus said, Jesus said unto him, folk, it is written that man should not live by, in other words, you ain't got to just look for me to eat the bread. can do other things. That's what he tells them together.
Yeah.
It don't take this bread to get God's attention. He can do other things.
That's
right. Yeah, I done fasted 40 days, but it's written, Satan, you know who I am. Satan know who Jesus was. The Bible says in Job chapter 1, they say the sons of God came to present themselves. Yeah. And Satan came also.
Yes, sir. Satan came before them.
That's in Job chapter 1, one of the oldest books in the Bible.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, God asked Satan, say, what's us down? Listen to your God for your choice. I'm talking about the Bible, not the gospel.
Yes, sir.
And he came from going to and fro, up and down in the earth, seeking whom I may devour. And God bragged on Job. He said, "Have thou considered my servant Job, an upright man, a man that did?" And you know what Satan said? "I could have had him.
Yeah.
I could have had him, but you had a hedge around.
Yes,
see what God put around you when you said no. He put a hedge
around.
When I go into jail, I got a hedge around.
That's right.
And pray for them people. Cause I had a God call me another day. He said, "Well, you still go?" I said, "Yeah, I still go." Because I'm doing what I told the Lord I was going to do 30 years ago. I said, "Lord, if you bless me, I'm going to bless you back. Because I'm not going to be ashamed of your work. Because God said, you're ashamed of me.
I'll be ashamed of all you. In front of my father who's in here.
That's right.
That's in that book.
Am I what?
I know it's in there.
Well, I go to my father.
Well,
I'm not going to mention your name.
Yeah,
and I don't want him not to mention my name. Because I want my name written down in the Lamb book of life. Because he told me to say it.
Yeah.
He told me to. So rejoice because the devil subjected unto you. But rejoice because your name.
Say
Luke chapter 19:10-19. It's written in him. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And when he said, did he say that? He said, my sheep, I know him.
Yeah.
And they know me. And they hear my voice. And no man can pluck them out of my hands. He said, the thief cometh but what not? To steal, kill, and destroy. But I come.
That you have life.
That you have
more money.
Because let me tell you something. The only way the devil's going to leave you alone is you put the word on it. And that's what Jesus is going to put the word on it. You're not going to leave you alone because you cry. Because you cry. You're not going to leave you alone because of that.
No.
You leave you alone when you put that word on it.
Oh, yeah.
What you did right there, you're gonna free.
Yeah, you're free.
Because Jesus put the word on him.
Uh-huh.
Because Jesus knew who he was in the beginning. Because let me tell you something, Lucifer had power.
Yes.
He had all power, but he had some power.
Yeah,
because this was God's right hand man. This man knew all about God. And knew that God was the supreme ruler. And he still is the supreme ruler. He's the chief cornerstone. Of my life and your life.
Yeah.
And all that you're going through this morning, say, I'm going through with Jesus.
Yeah.
I may not have a diamond ring. I may not have the finest cars. I may not have all the food and the icebox I want, but I'm going through with Jesus. Because I know one day, sooner or later, God will step in. He just want to see what you're going to do anyway. Because he said, I got cattle upon 1,000 hills. If I was hungry, I would tell you. Psalm 15, said, I got
cattle.
I'm talking about a man that got everything. Owns everything.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to sell a
bottle? He worth it.
I serve him every day.
Amen.
And let me tell you something, I ain't bragging. Everything I want, God sends it to me. Because you know what? I'm trying to live this time. I'm not trying to, you know, shut that door, God. Because God knows one thing. You can't fool him at no time.
No time.
Just come to him and say, Lord, yeah, I am.
Standing in the prayer.
Coming. And he's got a scripture in Matthew 11:28. He said, come unto me all you that are
laboring. I'll give
you rest. And
I'll give you rest.
Yes, sir.
For my yoke is easy.
But my burden is light.
He said, take my yoke up on you.
And learn of me.
And learn of me. For I am meek
and
lowly in heart. So I don't know who you're talking to, but I'm trying to tell you, come to Jesus, whatever you're going through this morning, put it in the Lord's hand. And he may not come tomorrow, he may not come Tuesday, but he's going to come if you just keep on praising and lifting up over him. Say, I lift up my eyes to him. I wish you were my life. Oh, my help. He can say, devastation up in a high mountain. What do you got to do? He said, no, what the world do we have?
Yeah.
That's how he tried to trick
you.
He said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But he said, put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6 left. He said, because for the devil, he was trying you with the wild over there. Wild means trick. He's full of tricks. And once he's in your soul,
he's
all over. Because I know one thing. Your soul on there somewhere. Ain't no even no purgatory, ain't no lukewarm, because he said, I'll screw you out your mouth. Revelation said that. He said, you're going to be cold or hot. I don't want to be either one of them. I want to be hot in the Lord's name.
Oh,
yeah. He used the illustration in the 16th chapter of Luke, didn't he? He said, that was a rich man.
Oh, Lord.
And a beggar named Lazarus. Yeah. The rich man, it's in the 16th chapter of Luke, again, so like, what we need, right? I'm talking about Bible now. And he said, the rich man lives something. In other words, with fine stuff.
Yeah.
Then show you how he did. God used a dog.
Yeah.
And God said, he used a dog to come lick his soul.
Yeah.
The poor folk died. The rich man died first, and left everything here.
You
didn't take nothing rich.
Oh, you
take nothing rich. And the beggar died too. But the beggar was Abraham. He was in Abraham's bosom. And that's why I want to be in Abraham's bosom. I want to be able to say, Lord, thank you.
Yes, sir.
You're saving a bitch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm fine. Blind, but now. I remember the 9th chapter of the book of John. The Bible said this body there was a blind man. Couldn't see.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Lord. And the Bible said that Jesus took some stuff. Stephen's.
Yeah.
And anointed the boy eye. And it was on the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
Did his work on the Sabbath. That's when those Jews tried to attack him, you know, all this old kind of stuff on the Sabbath day. And the Bible say, the council, the Pharisees asked him, "Who made you see?"
Oh,
poor boy said, "I don't know. All I know is named Jesus.
Yes.
All I know.
Yes.
I was blind, but now I can see.
That's all right,
brother. In other words." I don't know what I'm talking about, but look, they went to the neighbor. Go look, it's the 9th chapter. I'm going to get back on this. But I'm just trying to tell you the goodness of God. The Bible said they went to his parents. Mm. And his parents said, look, is he of age? Ask him who's just seeing him. We know he was blind, but now you see. In other words, whatever you're going through, God will make a way out of no. God is. God is. My man. You're out of check. For your name on. Oh, I'm not telling you what I know. I've been down for that. There's a word. It says in Proverbs 16:7, when a man pleases the Lord, he may even his enemy be
healed. Yes,
there you go. It says in Proverbs 16:7, go read it. You ain't throwing out your Bible. 16:7, when a man pleases the Lord, he may even his enemy be healed.
Yeah.
And then he said, Proverbs 16:25, there's a way that seems right up to the man, but they need the other.
Ways of death.
That's right.
You're right. You're on
it. This thing I'm going to close out. The time is lost. Look what it said. It said, and the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it, if thou will worship me, shall thou be. And Jesus answered, said, get thee behind me, Satan.
Get thee behind me.
Uh-oh. Get thee behind me, Satan. Here go again. But it is written, Jesus didn't fight men. He used the word on that grass. You got to use the word on that grass. When he comes to you one way, you got to use the word on another. On a Tuesday afternoon, on a Wednesday afternoon, on a Thursday. Yeah. That's what he's coming.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord will come to you when you think you're weak.
Amen.
And vulnerable. That's what he's trying to get you when you're vulnerable. Yeah. Devil don't care about you. No. Oh. Look what it says. Look what it says, young father.